This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Instagram is, among many other things, a marketing necessity for brands right now, especially up-and-coming wannabe brands. A brand like a clothing company called Fashion Nova. It's gotten some social media love from the likes of Cardi B and the Kardashians, but how it makes its clothes and how those workers right here in Los Angeles, by the way, are treated was the subject of a story in the New York Times the other day. Natalie Kitchweff wrote it. Natalie, it's good to have you back on.
Thanks for having me.
Low though it has 17 million Instagram followers, a whole lot of people listening to this are probably not familiar with Fashion Nova. So give us the skinny, would you?
This is a retailer that has basically perfected fast fashion for the Instagram era. It's a mostly online retailer, and they do business in part by getting influencers, celebrities, micro-influencers to help market their clothes on Instagram and social media. They mass produce cheap clothes that look expensive for, you know, young people who want to wear as many new outfits as possible.
The mass production part is the through line of this article and the reason we called you. Tell us how they get their clothes made so quickly and so cheaply.
So they have a very low price point, and they're churning out more than 1,000 new styles every week. So how do you do that? In part, the way that they do that is by working with manufacturers based in Los Angeles. Now, they don't directly contract with the factories that make their clothes. They deal with middlemen who sell them samples, and those middlemen get the clothes made in factories that are all around Los Angeles. A lot of the time, the Labor Department has found those factories are paying their workers far less than the minimum wage, and that's part of the reason why the price point can be so low.
You say far less than minimum wage. We're talking like $2 and $3 an hour here, right?
That's right. In 50 investigations conducted from 2016 to 2019, the Labor Department found that these factories owed $3.8 million in back wages to their workers, and that the workers, yes, were getting paid as little as $2.77 an hour.
Okay, there's a quote from somebody in this piece, and I apologize for forgetting who it is, but he basically says, look, American consumers accept this as happening in Bangladesh or Vietnam, but it's happening here in the United States, in major cities. How is this legal?
It's not legal. But, you know, the issue for the Department of Labor, and that was a former Department of Labor official who said that, is that they can't hold retailers accountable if the retailers can credibly claim that they didn't know that these clothes were made by workers who were illegally underpaid. And so, yes, factories have and can be punished. But, you know, they keep popping up. They change their names. They get new digs. And so the problem persists.
Mercedes Cortez is one woman who you spoke with for this piece. Describe her working conditions for me, would you?
So she worked in a factory that was filled with cockroaches and rats. Smells like a bathroom. I visited the old place that she used to work. You know, she earned as little as under $4 an hour. She was paid by the piece, meaning a couple of cents to do each task on a garment, a hemline, sleeves. And so, you know, you find workers like this all over Los Angeles who are really relying on just sheer willpower to get them through 11-hour days. Hmm. And, you know, often they're leaving with as little as $40 for that day.
Fashion Nova, as you say in the piece, credibly denies, that's how they are allowed to continue, they credibly deny knowledge of these conditions. There are, must be other fast fashion outfits out there doing the same kinds of things, right? Can't just be Fashion Nova.
That's right. You know, the Labor Department has warned Forever 21, TJ Maxx, Ross Stores. But, you know, part of the issue is that it's not something that retailers feel a ton of accountability for, both legally, but also with their consumers. I mean, when you think about what people want when they go online to buy something, it's often to pay as little as possible.
Natalie Kitchweff. She's a business reporter at the New York Times. Natalie, thanks a lot. Good talking to you as always.
Thanks, Kai.